Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Greeting, mercy and grace from our Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, the Bible says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." It is revealing to us that the kingdom of God is a spiritual revelation. Now the Bible speaks that the kingdom of God is within us. That kingdom is within our spirits. Now there are mysteries in the kingdom of God. It's not just a doctrine. It's not just a teaching. It is a kingdom that has divine mysteries. To understand these mysteries, we got to have an open heart. And we actually need to manifest the first thing Jesus said in the Beatitude about blessed is the poor in spirit. Poor in spirit means I recognize I'm inadequate to function in this kingdom life without the Spirit of God giving me the abilities. So to yield to the kingdom, you must recognize that it is a faith kingdom, that it is a spiritual kingdom, and that is capable of making everything possible in your life as you yield to the Holy Spirit and yield to the King of the kingdom. Now our text read the first part, the A part, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink." It is not a material kingdom, even though it can produce material things as we operate and function in obedience to God. But it's the kingdom of the Spirit. And three things are pointed out here. Righteousness. I went a long time as a Baptist boy preacher, didn't really know what righteousness means. But righteousness is a spiritual force. Righteousness is a standing that I have with God, not because of my own doing, but because of Christ. I sense in my spirit that someone just got a clear understanding of what righteousness means. You remember in 2 Corinthians 5:21, say, "He that knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Righteousness is a spiritual force of the kingdom that put us in a position to do things the right way, do things the way Christ would do them. And then he talks about this supernatural peace. You see, this kingdom has a supernatural peace that no matter what challenge or what's going on around you, that peace will wrap you up and hold you still until the storm is over. And then, my friend, our meditation talk about joy in the Holy Ghost. Ah, there's so many ways that we can have joy in the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost manifests the spiritual supplies of God and bring us places we cannot go ourselves. So I see you walking in righteousness. I see you walking in peace. I see you walking in the joy of the Holy Ghost, and I'm glad about it. Glory to God.